8:34, Teddy Beck has just come into the studio for our Spectrum segment, saying that he's brought with him a breath of fresh air. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Alex.
And the air is better today than yesterday.
I think so, yeah.
Whatever you're doing, please keep going. But seriously, let's switch up our focus. We're going to look at the editorials, how they're handling... well, we could have chosen air pollution because there's been a lot in the papers on that lately. But actually today, Seoul Central District Prosecutor's Office said earlier this week 10 former and incumbent judges have been indicted on charges of interfering in court trials, disclosure of official secrets and other criminal charges, but without physical detention. Separately, the office notified the Supreme Court of the various instances of misconduct committed by 66 incumbent judges, and the top courts expected to take disciplinary action against them. So really, Teddy, at the centre of the scandal is former Supreme Court Chief Justice Yang Sung-tae, mm-hmm. Who's like a household name on our show now, whose request for bail was rejected on the same day. Who are the judges indicted this time?
Okay. Among the judges indicted Tuesday were Lee Min-gul, a former Chief Planning Officer at the National Court Administration, or NCA, for intervening in trials related to the now-defunct United Progressive Party, or UPP, Lee Kyu-jin, a former member of the Supreme Court's Sentencing Committee, for interfering in the trials of UPP members and illegally collecting and leaking internal secrets of the Constitutional Court. Song Chang-ho, a former judge of the Seoul Central District Court and also known for sentencing South Gyeongsang Governor Kim Kyung-soo to 2 years prison term, for disclosing official secrets related to a bribery scandal. Lim Seung-geun, a former judge of Seoul Central District, for intervening in trials, including a case related to the former Seoul Bureau Chief of the Sankei Shimbun, and so on.
Let's start then with the Hangyore.
While praising the efforts by the projector's office, Hangyore seemed not to be sure about if this would be real enough as a punitive measure for the judiciary rigging, especially the paper noted on the status of the incumbent Supreme Court Justice Kwon Soon-il, who was once accused of and alleged to be involved in the deferral of suits filed by former Korean first laborers against Japanese companies. He avoided the Tuesday's indictment and was simply notified to the top court for committing misconduct. The paper questioned the credibility of these judges in a future trial by the public and asserted that these judges should be held at bay.
What needs to be done then, according to the Hangyore?
Yeah, the paper commented that the current judiciary doesn't look capable enough to forge ahead with the required reform. The National Assembly should step in and consider an impeachment of those implicated judges, so as to restore the public's trust on the judiciary. The paper also called the projector's office to probe the influence peddling case by lawmakers who asked favors from judges to intervene in an ongoing trial.
Let's switch up our focus, this time to the Hangukilbo.
Mm-hmm. Hangukilbo focused on the cases where internal secrets of the court related to a trial have been illegally collected and leaked to lawmakers asking favors. Back in 2016, lawmaker Park Sun-suk and Kim Soo-min and a senior officer of then People's Party, a legacy party of the current Baran-Mire, were accused of receiving kickbacks during the party's April 13 general election campaign. These two lawmakers lobbied the NCA to be informed of the process and direction of the court's decision, including the possibility of release on bail. One of the charges of the former chief planning officer of the NCA, Lee Min-gul, indicted on Tuesday, was his complying with the request of these lawmakers by leaking internal secrets of the court. The paper regretted that taking information by abusing the lawmakers' power is a real threat to the democratic principle of separation of power and would disturb judicial justice.
Did the Hangukilbo also leave us with any advice, though?
Well, this is not the first time the influence peddling by lawmakers has been revealed. Ruling Democratic Party lawmaker Seo Yong-kyo asked a lighter sentence for her friend's son, and main opposition Liberty Korea Party lawmaker Hong Il-pyo as well as Democratic Party's former lawmaker, 전병현, and Liberty Korea Party's former lawmaker, 리군현 and 노철래 all interfered in court rulings through the NCA. Now, the judges, having complied with the lawmakers' requests, are being penalized. It would be unfair if the lawmakers who ask their favor remains unpunished, the paper criticized.
Let's get to another paper, this time the conservative 조선일보.
Mm-hmm. Among the judges indicted on Tuesday, the paper attended to Song Chang-ho, a former judge of Seoul Central District Court, indicted on charges of disclosing official secrets.
He's been under the news spotlight anyway lately, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm. That's right. He put Governor Kim Kyung-soo, as I said, in 2 years prison term for colluding with a power blogger to carry out a massive online opinion rigging scheme ahead of the 2017 presidential election. On Tuesday, he was indicted for disclosing internal secrets related to a bribery scandal known as Jeongun-ho Gate.
And why did Joseon-Ilbo focus on this particular case?
Well, according to the paper, Judge Song's charge was for disclosing the secret information to the NCA, but not leaking to outside sources. Joseon-Ilbo went on to say that in case of former Supreme Court Chief Justice Yang Seung-tae, more than 40 alleged charges have been continuously leaked in one way or the other by the prosecutor's office during the 6 months period of investigation. It had been okay, but now that of Judge Song's information reporting matters, the paper pointed out. Joseon-Ilbo doubted if the prosecutor's approach is balanced and fair and is really without any background beyond judicial judgment.
We've heard so much about Yang Seung-tae and various other judges' names over the last few months. Is this now the closing or a new beginning? Where does the 중앙일보 stand?
Well, that's exactly the 중앙일보's perspective. The paper was rather inclined to see the Tuesday's announcement as a closing of the proof of the power abuse by judiciary that continued for nearly 9 months, and hoped the purging of the past wrongdoing come to an end shortly.
Teddy, thank you very much. Pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Alex.
And that is our used to be our different view. I'm still almost there, but we've rebooted under Spectrum with Teddy Beck.